Good afternoon, got a raise. Yeah, absolutely, mate. So roadworthy wise, easiest way to think about it is if it's not a stock exhaust, it's not going to pass. Yeah, it has to be full turbo back. Yeah, that whole, all of that's got to go. That's all going to go back to stock. A whole thing, yeah, because from a roadworthy point of view, you've got to take photos of everything now. In the past, you know, there's a bit of discretion there. But now everything's uploaded online, and there's about 30 photos you have to take of everything on the car. Yeah. No, intercooler's fine. It'd be more things like cold air intake. Yeah, and there's depends if there's, you can have one mod on the intake side of things. So if it's got anything like a silicon inlet, but then a cold air intake as well, then one of those are going to be changed. So most of the time, the safest, easiest bet is everything stock and then mods back on afterwards. Yeah. It's not too bad. It's about 4 or 5 hours worth of work. You're looking at about $1,000, you would have thought, for labour element. It's about $300 in, you know, the roadworthy aspect, and then about $650 in labour time to swap all the bits and pieces. You need to have your own stock bits as well for the car. Correct, yeah. And then, yeah, once you've done all that roadworthy, then bring it back, mod it all again. Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's no problem. Yeah. Yep, no oil leaks, tyres need to be in good condition, brakes, needs to have factory height, essentially, on the suspension, yeah. Yep. Yeah, roadworthy is particularly hard, man, and that's why, you know, you can put it back on the person, I suppose, selling the car, and so this is, you're not going to get it through roadworthy like that. Like it's, yeah. It makes it a lot easier. Yeah, it makes it a lot easier. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Pretty much, yeah. No worries, mate. Yeah, it's on. Yeah, just put it back on. Just say, look, and you know, I suppose he can put it back to stock and then get the sell it with a roadworthy, or if you're going to sell it without a roadworthy, you're going to have to be price appropriate. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, he'd be looking and go, fuck that. I'm not gonna go through that hassle. So you know, too many. Nah, man. And it's particularly hard now. We get watched very closely because we play with modified cars and that sort of stuff. You know, there'd be other workshops, I suppose, that could probably, you know, more generic sort of workshops that might be able to smudge it through or whatever. But we can't. Like, we are so monitored in that sense. Yeah. I did, but they don't fucking operate anymore, unfortunately. Otherwise, I would have said, just go straight there. Yeah. Yeah, and then just make it work. Yeah. Exactly, it's exactly what happens. So, yeah. Just let us know. Let us know. Yeah, one inlet. Yeah, there's discretion there. Like it's logical. Like, if it's had an inlet changed, like the inlet that goes underneath the manifold, often those fail. So, and you can't buy them brand new, like from Subaru. So swapping them out to like an aftermarket's fine. Do you know what I mean? But like if it's got that and then the inlet, then oof, it's a bit hard. If it's like a cob inlet with a airbox, usually fine. Do you know what I mean? So. But, yeah, if the filter's just hanging in the engine bay there, nah, it won't work. Yeah, correct. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. All right, no problem. You have a good afternoon. Bye.